following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Christmas is almost here. Isn't it amazing? Lock in your orders now at 1-800-Flowers.com. You can still get everybody on your holiday list something special and unique. How about a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com? They have the festive Christmas centerpiece right now. Makes the holiday table look great. It's hand-arranged by a local florist and filled with fresh red roses, carnations, Christmas greens, and accented with a candle. It's perfect for the family. We just got ours. Makes the room light up. For a limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got a great offer just for my listeners. Order the festive Christmas centerpiece. Get a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece. Okay, that's more flowers for free, starting at just $29.99. Available, by the way, for same-day delivery. To get this and other great holiday gifts, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you could call 1-800-Flowers.com and mention my name. Christmas is almost here. Lock in your orders now for the festive Christmas centerpiece.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens.
Mog.
Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Happy Friday and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bowl season gets underway tomorrow, and Daddy, happy graduation day. Something we never walked through.
It's not true.
Did you do it at the college level?
I did. Absolutely did.
Glad to have you along on the show here on this Friday. We've got so much going on around the area with the RFA Cage fighting tonight, the PBR tomorrow. We've got basketball at all the venues, the Huskers, the Lopers, the Broncos, and wrestling going on as well. Of course, that's action going on in Grand Island with the Flatwater Fracas. So much going on, and all we're going to hear about is Jerry Sandusky and Tim Tebow.
That's pretty much how it's going to go. It sounds like the next week. I think until we get into bowl season, then the focus will shift. But until then, that seems to be what everybody...
When does bowl season start, though?
After Christmas.
Yeah, see, nobody's fired up about Wyoming Temple, Ohio and Utah State, San Diego State, Louisiana Lafayette. Especially San Diego State, Louisiana. We have, at least here, we have an interest in the first two games because the Huskers played Wyoming and Kearney's Noah Keller, Frank Solich with Ohio. I don't think that's going to go so well, by the way.
Al Golden, that's now Miami, built up that team at Temple. I mean, and they've been great. I mean, Temple's one of the teams that really flown under the radar as far as getting national attention because, well, they are Temple. And they are a good football team, and I think you're right. It's a 7-point game. I listed the latest line, I believe, right in that region, and I think you're right. I think Wyoming's in big trouble in that ball game. But you like
no, Ohio? I meant Ohio.
What do you mean Ohio's in big trouble?
Yeah.
It's Utah State?
I think Utah State's going to win, and they're going to win big. So there you go, everybody that knows I never pick anything right. That should mean good things for the Bobcats.
Well, just to say, Utah State, if we go back to the first game of the season, that's when Auburn's in big trouble and took that weird onside kick that had to bounce their way. Everything had to go right for Gene Chizik and that squad, and they've really continued to have a great season.
Well, so that's what's going on. We're going to talk all about that. Bo Pelini gets back to practice today. I expect there to either be absolutely nothing after practice today or all kinds of news as we head into the weekend for the Huskers. And none of it really will have to do with the X's and O's, but the most important thing is what will he do with Mike Caputo and Eric Martin?
Well, I think Mike Caputo, because I think what Eric Martin did is not going to be a suspendable offense. I thought he had a scratch in the car. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Well, just having Martin speak after practice Wednesday, I think, tells you all you need to know there.
Right. And I think Caputo is the one that, I mean, that's the game breaker. If you're Nebraska and you're looking for a different center heading into the bowl game, I think you're in trouble.
Well, tonight at the Viero Events Center, they take the hockey guys and move them on out. They're going to South Dakota to play, and we're bringing it. You know, you think they hit in hockey?
No.
Wait till tonight, brother.
No, they don't hit at all in hockey compared to tonight. Scott Cutbirth, the matchmaker promoter for this event. Welcome in, Scott. You brought two fighters with you in James Krause and Mark Dickman. These guys are out of the Kansas City area. Now Mark fights out of Las Vegas. Wayne, a guy that you're connected with, that knew Kirk Brooks, to put this deal together. You bring both of these guys in. But to get this card in Kearney, tell the folks how it started coming about.
Well, Kirk expressed an interest to get involved in this game, and you know, he has some connections down in Las Vegas with Wayne, and Wayne called me up and probably about 6 weeks ago, and we just got started plugging away, and I think we got a really solid card from top to bottom put together, and it should be exciting for the fans of Kearney. So,
Scott, you actually you matchmake for this event, but you actually manage fighters.
I do manage some fighters along with Joe Wooster, who helped make this with me in Kansas City. I manage a few fighters down there, but
like 180.
probably somewhere in the 100 range, yeah, between amateurs and pros, yeah.
We had big John McCarthy in yesterday. I asked him how he got involved in what he does and where it all started. Where does one start putting the guys together to fight? I mean, were you in? You look tough, and you look tough. Let's fight. But I mean, where does this all start at?
Well, I think with this card, we tried to do something a little bit different than a typical card. So, the name of our organization is called Resurrection Fighting Alliance. So you've got guys like Jens Pulver and Gilbert Ivel, guys that are trying to resurrect their careers. On the flip side of that, we've got some young and up-and-comer guys that maybe haven't necessarily been heard of on a national level, but this is their opportunity to make it in the sport as well. So we all the way through the entire card, we've done that. So
would you say the RFA, I mean, we all compare it to baseball, so it's the minor leagues. You're trying to get to the major leagues. Is this like a AAA, a AA, a rookie league? How would you classify that?
I would call it 4A. We're right there, I think.
You were a wrestler back in the day?
Yeah, that's what the tapes I go back and look like. So.
that drew your interest or piqued your interest
right.
in the sport.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of these guys get into the sport, whether it's from wrestling or some other sort of combat sport. There's really not a lot once you get out of high school or college. And so this is an opportunity for these guys to make a living doing this.
We've had everybody try and tell us how good this card is, and we believe how good this card is. When you're talking about putting an event like this together in Kansas City or Omaha or St. Louis or Denver, and I don't know how wide your travels go, we know that this is huge for a town of 30 to 40,000 people. Tell us on a comparable level where you would find a card like this or where a card like this recently had been put on.
I don't think you're going to find a card like this. You've got the big guys, the UFC and Strikeforce, that, they're promoting shows all over the world. I guess on a comparable level, you have Bellator, but I look through their cards throughout the year, and I don't see a card that's been from top to bottom this solid. So you're not seeing it. You look at Kearney, Nebraska, and yeah, it's a population of 30,000, but it's basically dead smack in the middle between Omaha, which is an MMA hotbed, and then Denver, Colorado, which is another MMA hotbed. So we're able to draw from all that.
Well, we certainly hope we are going to draw. Let's get a couple. Mark, let's get you in here. You've had four professional fights. You wrestled in Missouri. You come from Hannibal, Missouri. Then you had a connection with Wayne Harriman, who's putting this event on with Kirk and Scott. Talk about training in the gym in Las Vegas and what you expected when you got there, and was it different than you expected?
Well, training out in Las Vegas has been great. I went out there to work specifically on my striking and, just get some different looks. And I'm over there training in Wayne's gym. And basically, sometimes I'll go spar over at Frank Mir's gym. And I've got a couple rounds in with Dan Hardy and a couple of his guys. So it's just been great. I'm growing as a fighter, and I'm ready to go.
4-0. Have you gotten hit in any of those fights? Are you sore after the professional fights?
There was one time I went 3 rounds, and it was a learning experience, because I've pretty much finished all my fights in the first round. So it was, you can get beat up if going 3 rounds.
Mark, only 4 fights in. What were you doing competitively before you got into RFA and into this cage fighting?
Before I was wrestling in college, and I was going to make my transition into teaching and coaching, and I watched UFC 84, and I was just like, I could do this, and that's kind of when it all started. I was training in my garage for the first year, and had my best friend that's only ran track and cross country, hold the pads for me, and it was just kind of like, just real it was all new to me, and it was a new beginning.
What, is this guy you're fighting like 90? He's 31-30, according to my card here, you're a rookie.
He's got a lot of experience, but he's just been known to take fights for anywhere, anytime. So he's just, I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do, but he that's what he does.
Well, nothing wrong with that. We also got James Krause in the house with us. You fight out of Kansas City. You actually fight, for Scott, with Scott. You've been around Scott for a while. That's your connection to this deal. You're 14-4. You've got an excuse for all 4 of your losses, though, which is perfectly fine with me. Any of those losses bad that put you back and you had to take some time off to heal up?
Not really, to be honest with you. You have 3-rounders that are tough. You take a day or two off or whatever. Nothing big. Take the weekend off. But I've never been in just an absolute ward where I couldn't train for the next 2 weeks. I like to get back in there as soon as I possibly can. So to answer your question, you're obviously going to have your bumps, bruises, small cuts and stuff like that. But I've never just had the crap beat out of me yet.
But you're getting right back in there. You say that this guy tonight's your 15th victim. You're going to go out and get after it. You want to finish this deal in the first round.
Yeah, I come out to finish fights, man. I come out to, knock somebody out or choke somebody out. I'm not looking for a decision victory. I come out to put people away, and sometimes it works out for me, and sometimes it doesn't. But I come out to put on a show for the fans, and they want to see people get knocked out, get choked out, or whatever, and that's what I come to do. I come to fight for the fans, so that's what I'm going to try to do tonight.
Everybody talks about different disciplines, boxers, wrestlers, all the other forms, I'll say, of karate, all the other forms that you can say that are out there. What is your discipline or strength?
That's a pretty good question. I guess I started out as probably a jiu-jitsu guy. I would still think, if you ask around, that's probably the main thing you're going to hear. I come out to strike. I haven't shot on anybody really. I shot on my last fight, to take the dude down. But other than that, it's been probably 2 years since I attempted a takedown on anybody. So I come in to strike and to put people down with hands. So if they take me down, I feel comfortable everywhere. So if I'm on my back, I feel comfortable. If I'm on top, on the ground, I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable standing. So I really, it doesn't matter to me.
Are there a lot of guys out there at this level that are maulers, that maybe don't have the discipline, that just come out to fight haven't practiced that way?
I think that's the difference between, guys like me and Mark, and then other guys, that just fight, Me and Mark were constantly working on, improving everywhere. If we see a weakness, I guess probably my weakest spot would be wrestling. So I'm consistently working on my wrestling. Mark went out to Vegas to work on his striking. So you just constantly want to evolve. You don't ever want to be the same fighter. And that's the difference between a lot of these quote-unquote fighters. They don't ever – they just take fights to fight, for money or for whatever, but they're never evolving and they're never getting better. So that's where guys like me and Mark step in and try to become better fighters.
You told me yesterday there's a big difference between a fighter and an athlete.
Yeah, total difference, man. you know, athletes, you look at guys like George St. Pierre, that guy's just a freak athlete. You know, he trains, you know, with Olympians and in different sports, perspective sports. You know, he doesn't train with MMA guys. He trains with top-notch wrestling guys, top, you know, not strikers, jiu-jitsu guys. You know, he's wanting to be the best at everything he does. So, you know, that's the difference between an athlete and a fighter. You know, fighters just come out and they're just trying to, you know, brawl and make stuff ugly. You know, where athletes are, their bodies, you know, their diet and everything matters. All that stuff really matters and makes a huge difference.
We're talking about the RFA, the Resurrection Federation, and it's the cage fights that are going on tonight at the Vero Event Center. Mark Dickman talked a little bit about teaching, coaching. Is this your profession, or do you have something that you do outside of this? And James Krause is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you have something else that you do?
Yeah, I work part-time, if you want to call it. I'm a marketing manager for Sharp Auto in Merriam, Mission, Kansas. You know, I work until 2 o'clock every day, and then I go teach at Grindhouse and Lee Summit, the MMA gym there. So, you know, my boss is real supportive. He always lets me off. You know, I've been here since Wednesday, so he always lets me off whenever I need it. He's a big MMA fan. So that's nice to have the support. But, I mean, I would say that fighting is my number one, my number one moneymaker, I guess.
Well, you know, that's what it becomes for a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys are probably not – don't have a lot in the. I mean, it's not John the Bones Jones that's, you know, got the belt yeah. over his shoulder that's getting endorsement checks. That's what you guys are fighting for.
Yeah, that's essentially what we're getting. You know, I'm constantly pushing to get sponsors and stuff like that. And it's tough for, you know, for the middleman like, you know, like myself. You know, we're always trying to just get extra money and, you know, do what we can to make it as a fighter.
Mark, you get you back in here because you moved to Vegas, and you know you got to have somebody behind you a little bit. Obviously, I think Wayne helps you guys out when you fight at his gym.
Right.
But if you don't have somebody like that, it's pretty tough to make it in the sport.
It's real hard, you know, because if you're going to commit to the sport, I mean, you need to be training, you know, be training more than once a day, you know, and some people can do that, but I think if you're going to really be successful, you're going to have to train full time, and to have a full time job and then a full time fighter, it's just hard to do.
Scott, if I can ask, what do these guys make? Well, what's a ballpark figure? I'm not asking you to tell me what these guys are making tonight, but I really have no idea. I think a lot of people out there have no idea.
Yeah, as far as purses themselves, that's not something that we're really wanting to discuss. That's up to the fighters themselves whether or not they want to disclose that information. But these fighters have the ability, specifically on cards like this and some of the larger cards, to make a substantial amount of money, yeah.
I know it's. I mean, to me, it looks like you're making enough to try and get to the next level where there is money to be made.
I'd like to hope that we're going to be the next level.
Well, you know what? It's right here. It's in your own backyard, folks. Get out and support the event tonight. Starts at the first bout starts at 7 o'clock, I believe.
Yep.
7 o'clock go time. Vero Event Center. Kirk Brooks put this deal together along with Scott, along with Wayne. They've done a great job. Nothing like this has ever come to the Tri-Cities before.
Guys, I want to know, yesterday I couldn't get out to the weigh-ins. Daddy was able to get out to the weigh-ins. There is a rumor that Daddy weighed in with the shirt off. Is there any truth to that, and do you have any details?
I did not witness that. I wasn't there for that. I must have been eating or something like that.
No, sir.
No. Daddy, there was nobody there for your weigh-in?
Well, actually, no, they dipped my blood pressure and ruled me out before.
I did hear about an exhibition between him and Kirk or something. But
we joked about that out there yesterday, and that is not going to happen either.
I'll bet there will be an exhibition. It just won't be in the cage.
Yes, there will be an exhibition put on tonight.
Guys, best of luck with the event tonight. We sure appreciate you coming into Kearney, Nebraska, and allowing us to see some great activity tonight, some great action, and hopefully we can do it again. And especially thanks for all you've done for the show this week. And, again, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll keep an eye out for you guys in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Scott Cutberth, Mark Dickman, James Krause, all here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tonight, 7 o'clock, folks. Tickets still available. It's going to be a great time, and especially for the money. The ticket price? You kidding me? You can't do any better than this, Daddy. You're going to be front and center for tonight's action, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, John McCarthy said yesterday, right here in studio, he said, if you had this card in a bigger venue, folks, you'd be paying $450 to $600 for a ringside seat. Get out and see this card. It's one of the best. It's nothing like this. It's not what was here before.
Let's get it on tonight, brother.
It's going to get on tonight, and they're going to, you know what? I think there's going to be some great fights. There's some very, very talented people. Ivel is here, fought in the UFC card. Jens Pulver. It's been 10 years ago. You know, Jens is getting to be an older fighter.
Yeah, he's over 30. Oh, my God.
No, he's 35, but he's fighting Tim Elliott, who, in talking to people yesterday that know and train with Tim Elliott, they think he is a badass.
Well, it's all coming up tonight. PBR's tomorrow. J.W. Hart's going to join us on the show. Stu Pospisil's coming up as well. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Donate your car to the National Kidney Foundation and jumpstart life-saving programs for the 26 million Americans who have chronic kidney disease. Plus, you'll be helping fight kidney disease for millions more at risk. Love your kidneys. Donate online at 1-800-488-CARS.com or just pick up the phone and
call 1-800-488-CARS, the Kidney CARS Program.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Saturday, it's an NFC showdown when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers host the first-place Dallas Cowboys. Hi, this is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Randy Cross and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Tampa for all the action. Will Tony Romo and the explosive Dallas offense stampede Tampa Bay, or will the Bucs plunder the Cowboys? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Cowboys-Bucs, Saturday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today we'll see mostly sunny skies, southwest winds, and a high of 41. Tonight skies will be clear with a low of 21. Saturday mostly sunny and warmer as our highs get up to 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy's show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Come in and try one of the BK toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. Three toppers to choose from. There's one of these to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Folks, during the break, James Krause, who's fighting at 170, just to give you an idea of where he would be weight-wise. So he's half of you, and thanks for breaking that. You wanted him to put the guillotine, the standing guillotine, from the championship match this last weekend that James Bone Jones threw on. And your face was red in 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, just absolutely comes and locks up the hands, and there's nowhere to go. And you saw that if you're an MMA fan. That's the move. Machida never tapped out. He just was...
He was out.
Yeah, he was out. He was lights out.
Big John McCarthy said that's it, and when he let go, he fell to the ground.
Yeah, and then
and apparently also the way that Stu Pospisil met his wife by going through the MMA and choking her out. Stu joins us from the Omaha World Herald. Good morning, sir.
She pinned me. And let's put it this way: I had the considerable weight advantage.
And 9 months later, there were twins. It's great.
Not quite that fast. Not so fast, as Lee Corso would say.
How are the little boogers doing?
They're almost two. They're getting excited for that big man in the red suit, and I don't mean you, but Daddy.
That's a fun time of year for them.
It is. It's a fun time of year for everybody.
Well, yeah, and happy holidays to you and yours, Stuart. Let's take
likewise.
Let's take a look at the reason we're having you on today is football. But before we get into that, just anything that has stood out here in the first couple of weeks of the basketball season to you.
Well, you know, I think in Class A, certainly, you know, Kearney's had a good start, 6-0, but I'm not sure exactly what caliber the Bearcats have played for competition. You know, if they're undefeated when Central comes to town in early February, now that would be quite a story.
I don't see that happening, but boy, that would be quite a story. Anything else that
Central very well could be undefeated at that point.
Well, that is the story. That's what everybody's talking about. Anything else in the other classes? Obviously, we had Ravenna beat Gretna in one of those stories out there. And I'm not saying we need to spend a lot of time on that, but I know Central Catholic is struggling right now. I saw them last night with a very young team. Are there another team or two out there that has either caught your eye going from non-ranked to a good start, or somebody that struggled?
Well, I think you got to talk about South Sioux City, because they beat a very good South Sioux City East team I saw last week. You know, the Cardinals are going to have a great little weekend to start the new year. They play Linmar, Iowa, which has a North Carolina recruit on a Friday night. Then they go to Norfolk the next night. So I think we'll really see what the Cardinals are made of there. And like you say, Ravenna's been very strong in the early going. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. And, you know, they may be one of the better small school teams. And Boys Town in C1. I've had one coach say that he believes they're a top 10 team regardless of class.
Stu, best player in the state right now is who?
Mike Gazelle.
Let's go to football and talk. Yeah, that was an easy answer. Let's talk football. What caught your eye when the districts came out? We kind of knew the switching of the classes for A and B. You don't know exactly where the line's always going to be drawn for C1 and C2. The numbers are down. What caught your eye immediately?
You know, I think it was, you know, not very earth-shaking as far as you know, the districts. You know, there's going to be two districts in each of C1 and C2 where you only have three district games that need to be played because you only have four teams in those districts. And, you know, we agree on this one, Doug, that Class C1 and C2 do not need to be split into three classes. And this is more, you know, when you only have 48 in a class and you're taking 32 to state, you know, I think that's going to start getting serious thought to going back to 16 in those classes, because when you're only eliminating one-third, you're taking out basically all the winless and one-loss teams.
And again, for the
and that's it.
And again, Tony, for the folks that don't know, there is a proposal out there to bring in a C3. And, Stu, I guess there's two ways to look at this. Either the schools that are non-parochial, private, however you want to do it, anything that says Catholic, Christian, you know, Lutheran after it, throwing them into one of the C classes and then splitting the rest of them. But it sounds more and more like to me, and I'm not picking on anybody, but Adams Central drops from B to C1, and they're put in with Gibbon, Central City, St. Paul, and Grand Island Central Catholic, and I know that those four communities automatically go, we have no chance. And it's not because they have been 10-0 lately.
No. Well, I don't think GICC should be squawking at all, since they have the entire town of Grand Island to draw from, plus surrounding areas. So, I, you know, Gibbon and who was the fourth there?
Well, Central City, St. Paul also in there.
I think it's kind of the luck of the draw. Remember, Adams Central, correct me if I'm wrong, is still in that conference, right, with St. Paul and Central City?
Yeah, they're in.
They're in the Lou Platte.
They're in the Lou Platte. Central City no longer. They're not in that. But St. Paul is,
okay.
And Gibbon is. So yeah, I mean,
so, you know, so they're conference schools. I don't think they can. You know, I haven't said that Adams Central shouldn't have been looking at going to the Central 10 or the Southwest or someplace to be more challenged, because they are one of the larger C1 schools, but they are conference members. So I don't think they've got beef.
Stu, if you like your way of 16, Doug's got his way of 32. Could there be a compromise and say 24 and move on with that?
I don't think you're going to see coaches wanting bye weeks. You know, I mean, some people say, well, it's good to get a rest week, and there's others that say, well, you know, that breaks momentum. You know, and a team, you know, that maybe gets on a little bit of a roll, plays a team that's sat idle for a week. There's no consensus there on that, other than I don't think a bye week would pass.
Okay, Stu, and I'll go back the other way. Forget the C3, because I think everybody can agree there's just not enough schools for it. If we had 80 schools in C1, if we had 80, I think there would be a need for that. I don't think we need that. Is there a way, though, that you could go to the, like Doug said, the parochial schools and say every student counts as 1.5 or something like that? Do you like that idea?
Well, I think that there's a renewed push to look at the parochial situation, and I don't know if 1.35 is it, or if, you know, just a simple, say, you're Grand Island Central Catholic, you're sitting as a C1 school, but you're in a Class A community, you automatically bump up one classification. You know, same way with Hastings, St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia is sitting there with 100 kids. Hastings is a larger school, Hastings High, that is. Then they bump up one into C1 because they're drawing from the same pool as the public schools. And in some cases, a larger area. And the response is, well, you've got open enrollment. But open enrollment is supposed to be for academic reasons, although the State Department of Education can't get that through their heads that it's being abused so badly.
Yeah, we were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, that how incredible it was that the Omaha Central boys basketball team could have 5 or 6 Division I players that live right there around the school. What a heck of a deal they've got. But getting back to football, and then we'll get away from this C3. I guess if it would go to 3 classes, do you think some of the big 8-man schools could then bump up and play 11-man football? Is that a thought?
You know, I think that's what the C3 proponents believe. I don't see that. I've always been one that I thought that if you can play 11-man, you play 11-man because that gets 3 more kids on the field on either side of the ball and could make as many as 6 families happy in this day and age of crabby parents. You know, I would rather see 8-man have no limits and maybe do a Class A, Class B that goes from 700 to 200, a Class C that goes from 100 to 200, and then everybody else plays 8-man, and you divide the schools in half. Wow. We don't need 6 classes in football.
No, and obviously with the discrepancy in the haves and have-nots this year, can you combine the 8-mans and have 1 8-man, or are there too many schools for that?
I think there's too many schools, guys, and I think that you know, you do have some serious issues with numbers between the ones that with about, you know, 40 kids in school and the ones that, you know, technically have about 100 in school. But you know, the 8-man 1 ranks, you've got schools from 61 to basically 83 eligible for the playoffs. That's only a difference of 22. Students, those could all be either all boys or all girls, too, depending on how your enrollment breakdown is. You know, I would rather see the number go out and you just split the 8-mans in half and reduce Class C to 1 class, because I think that's how many. I think you could have a very competitive 32-man state field in Class C.
Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald, prep sports editor, joins us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you didn't know, this week the football districts were released by the Nebraska School Activities Association. That tells you who you're going to play in football the next 2 years. Now the schools put together their want list. They list, at least unless this has changed, they put down 10 schools from 1 to 10, and then they submit that to the state, and the state makes your schedule for the next 2 years. and all these cooperatives. Now, nobody wants to combine to bump up to B, and I get that. But you see a lot of cooperatives. It could change some things. You've got your Howells Dodge. I mean, there's so many. O'Neill Ewing is in C1. You don't have a lot in C2, but a lot in Class D. Clearwater Orchard, Boyd County, North Central, Twin Loop, South Loop, Stapleton, McPherson County. Will any of those, and Howells Dodge obviously is the first one out there. Is that going to change the landscape of competition at all? I mean, you know, dominating one class to another?
I don't think so. You know, Howells' numbers were dropping, so were Dodge's. I think they're going to be a very good 8-man-1 team. You know, are they going to be absolutely loaded maybe in 2 years? Probably not. You know, I think the last great players at Howells look to be, you know, juniors and seniors this year. You know, you had Boone Central that, because they took in Newman Grove, almost bumped up to B. That was probably something that the Cardinals up there and Arnie Johnson were holding their breath to see if they'd actually squeak into B the way that broke down. But I'm sure they had done their math and they wouldn't have taken Newman Grove if they thought that was going to bump them into B.
With all the cooperatives and stuff, these smaller schools, will the NSA pick back up the 6-man deal against you?
You know, they looked at that 2 years ago. The 6-man coaches are very happy to play their game in Kearney. I think it's a good locale for it. You know, most of the teams are west of York and west of Norfolk, although Walt Hill's now going to pick up the version this year. They're going to drop to 6-man. Silver Lake dropping to 6-man. You know, how many times can schools combine before they just have to kind of, you know, disappear? And that's close to Hastings. That's not like you're in the middle of the Sandhills, and now they've got to play 6-man because they're out of bodies.
14 schools listed as 6-man schools. I think we've always said that 20 is the magic number before the NSAA looks at doing that, and it was headed there. They had more than 14 here a year or two ago, but Tony, the interesting fact is your 3-time defending state champions in 6-man football is Arthur County. They are the smallest school in the state, 14 total. 14 total kids. Some of those have to be girls. You still got to find a way to get 6 kids out there. That is absolutely amazing. And finally, Stu, I want to ask you this question because I have volunteered to help the state schedule. I have volunteered. I would love to be in there and at least see the process of how it works. How can you avoid, because I have got this picture, and I cover Kearney Catholic, I cover all these teams, but this last couple of years, North Platte, St. Pat's, Cambridge, and St. Cecilia, when they could have scheduled, and I won't even name the names, but there were definitely 0-8 and 1-7 teams out here. What if Kearney Catholic now gets Adams Central and St. Cecilia and Cambridge again, or pick somebody off out there? How can they make sure, pick anybody you want, how can they make sure, because you know who's good, you and Bob and Riley can tell them who's going to be good on paper next year and two.
Mm-hmm. Well, the schools have a lot to say because some want gate games, you know, big crowds, traditional rivalries. I will tell you, it's not easy doing this. I don't know if I'd want to spend an entire month just trying to just schedule, because you're not just scheduling A, you're not just scheduling B. It's a huge, huge jigsaw puzzle. And you've got to work from the west to east because of how geographically spread out those schools are out there. So that's why you've got, you know, that's why you see teams like Scott's Bluff have to come in and play York or vice versa. You know, those there's just fewer schools and more disappearing out there. You know, it's going to be a little harder in C2 because more will drop to 8-man-1. That's why if you went to just a Class C, you could probably schedule better because there'd be more Western schools in that cluster than a C1 and a C2, and then people whine, well, you're scheduling playoff points when you play up into C1 if you're a C2 school. So I don't envy them. I'd like to have a kind of a final sign-off on some of these games because I think they end up with some inequities, but I think they do the best they can. I really do. And what will be interesting, they've got a new crew doing it this year. So what will come out of that remains to be seen.
They're not letting Newhouse in the room, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, we're calling him. I guess we can get in now. Stuart, we'll let you get back to taking care of things. I know if you guys didn't I know if you didn't own the entire world and Warren Buffett signed your paychecks now, that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it means that we are going to have signed paychecks, and that's important. You know, but as I wrote in my Christmas letter, I'm just one typo away from asking whether you want whipped cream and nuts at the local Dairy Queen.
Well, I'm still waiting for that Christmas card. Stuart, hey, we always appreciate it. I know you want to be at the Flatwater Fracas, but there's too many people out here to cover it, so keep on the basketball trail, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great Christmas.
Hey, you guys, too. Happy holidays.
Thanks, to Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald. One more thing on this, and J.W. Hart is scheduled to join us in our next segment about the PBR tomorrow night. I do like, and Gibbon was one of the teams, and I could go back and pull out my, I do like getting a bus game. One where you got to get in the bus and you got to travel a little bit. I do like one of those games. Gibbons played Ainsworth. They played Lincoln Lutheran, I believe it was. How does that happen? You know, Minden gets Milford. There's some other games out there where you do got to travel. I mean, Kearney Catholic, Cambridge, North Platte, St. Pat's, those are going to happen, and those are automatic. But I do like that, and I think there are ways. Let's face it, two teams that are 0-8, so they're 100 miles apart. Maybe they're 120 miles apart. They've got programs that are struggling. Put them together. Maybe you've got some powerhouses. Don't give them three. Give them one. And I do hope, of course, you'll have to ask the schools about this, but now that Adams Central and St. Cecilia are both in Class C, let's see if they play each other. I bet they don't put each other at the top of their list to play each other.
But, okay. But, Doug, at the same time, when you know you're going to be good, the teams you write down, you want to play good because you got to have those playoff points, too.
You want to play some good, yeah.
I think if you're hitting one into the year and you think you can make a run deeper into the playoffs, you want to play the best competition. Face it, you're going to get in whether you win or lose those games.
Well, I think it's real interesting right now for a Kearney or a Grand Island. You don't have to worry about scheduling any of your rivals. Kearney and Grand Island weren't in the same district every time that they put this together. They are now. Fremont and North Platte are in there. Columbus is Class B. Every other school outside of Norfolk's in the metro, so they're going to want to play Norfolk, and that leaves you three schools. Okay. I told a couple of the coaches this when this all came out. You want to play a great metro school. Kearney High has always wanted to do that. I think Grand Island does as well. So whoever it is, pick somebody you haven't played before.
One of the Miller
They've
schools.
Done a pretty good job. It doesn't have to be a Miller. And also, get one of the schools that has never come out of the city of Omaha. Whether it's Damon Benning in Omaha Northwest that's been Ofer. I mean, you're going to get a school that has not had a lot of success no matter what. Doesn't do you any good. What's the difference between Lincoln High and Omaha Northwest or Omaha fill in the blank?
About 55 miles, as I see.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a little bit of education. Do that as well. If you're a Kearney Catholic, it's easy to pick out the schools that we cover way more than the other. You know, you want to play a very – Grand Island Central Catholic makes sense. You look at the district that's right next to yours. Grand Island Central Catholic makes sense. Gibbon makes sense, even because they're the closest C1 school to you. There's your gate game. That leaves you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You still got two other games. Then you find somebody that's really, really good. Do you want to play Adams Central? I don't know. Do you want to go out west? Well, you know, there's schools that you can find.
I understand the whole gate game deal, Doug, but I guarantee if you're one of the coaching staff at Kearney, you're saying – keep us away. I mean, we don't want to play 0-8 Gibbon. And I'm not picking on Gibbon. Whoever's 0-8, they want no part of that.
Well, I'll guarantee you Dave Colling doesn't want to play a 7-1 team every week either.
I'm just saying, you don't want to play 0-8, 1-7. And that's why I have a problem with the state setting the schedule, because your playoff points are not indicative of who you want to play. I mean, when you used to set the schedule, you could pick and choose. I mean, it's not fair when the state loads you one way or another. When they loaded Kearney Catholic up heavy this early this year, or if you play 0-8, 1-8, or 0-8, 1-7, 1-7, that's not fair either.
I'm trying to see if Kearney Catholic set their schedule today and kept all in C1, and I'll pick anybody, but this just seems the most obvious. Okay, put your conference schools that are in C1. So you got St. Paul 1, Adams Central 2, Gibbon 3, then you do play Minden because they're close. That's 4. Then I think you play Grand Island Central Catholic. That's five. And you still need three more games. I'll throw in, what do you do? Cozad Gothenburg, 6-7, Broken Bow. Ord is a conference school I didn't mention.
Well, who's your bus game?
So there you, well, just depends. But there wouldn't be a bus game if you did your own scheduling. There wouldn't be a bus game. No one ever scheduled a bus game. You played the closest teams, and you played them every year. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're listening to us courtesy of the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where hassle-free pricing is on all of their vehicles on both lots at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue. You come on the lot, they help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget, which is very, very special this time of year when you're trying to get a lot of Christmas presents, but it's also the end of the year when you might have some tax dollars that you're thinking about. Either way, they're going to help you because the price is right. It's right there on every window of every vehicle on both of their lots. Keep it simple, hassle-free, stress-free. Who doesn't want to be less stressful at this time of the year? Midway, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, J.W. Hart scheduled to join us after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. With the holidays almost here, the last place you want to be is at the post office. Traffic, people sending more letters and gifts than they will all year. The lines will be ridiculous. Avoid all of that. Use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage. That's right, using your own computer and printer. Everything you do at the post office, without having to be in line behind GERT, you can now do right from your desk. Print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it. And if you're a small business, it looks so professional. You never have to go to the post office again with Stamps.com. I use it, so do my friends. It's easy. For a limited time, get a special offer when you use my name, Colin. No risk trial, plus $110 bonus offer, includes a digital scale that calculates the exact postage for you, and you get $55 of free postage. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top right side of the page, type in Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. The holiday season is the worst season at the post office. Use Stamps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll see mostly sunny skies, southwest winds, and a high of 41. Tonight skies will be clear with a low of 21. Saturday mostly sunny and warmer as our highs get up to 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So much going on this weekend. Take a little time maybe to grill out or to pre-order your turkeys, your hams, your deli trays, your party packs from Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend right here on Highway 30 in Kearney, right across from Bob's Superstore. All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. Their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Right now, Certified Angus Prime Rib. Daddy, we had some of that at Look What's Cooking when we were on the road on Wednesday. It was incredible. The cooking incredible, the meat incredible.
It was all incredible. You're exactly right, Doug. Don't wait, folks. Your smoked turkeys, Carrie's got them ready to go. All you got to do is warm the things up, and they're the best turkeys you've ever tasted.
They can season it for you or sell you the seasonings. They've got handcraft bone-in or boneless hams. Remember how good the hams used to be? Well, there still are. Smoked turkeys, summer sausage. Oh, they make great stocking stuffers.
Perfect.
How happy would you be to get up on Christmas morning and find some sausage in your sock?
There's nothing better. Nothing better than a meat and cheese tray in my stocking.
Nebraska cheeses, jellies, condiments, it's all there. How about a gift card for your family or your dearest friends? Troutman's, folks, they love to take care of you, the customer. They're right there at the counter, always doing it like you want it to be done. And no matter what, whoever you give something to from Troutman's will thank you. Probably get a hug and maybe even a little smooch.
Douglas, something very, very fun that comes to our community once a year is the PBR Challenge, brought to you by our friends at Midway. One of the biggest names in the sport, J.W. Hart, joins us right now. He's what made the sport what it is today. J.W. hasn't rode competitively for a few years, but now he's in the bull business, and he was in the bull business for a few years before that. But, J.W., how are you?
I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
Well, we're doing great. It's great. We had the Iceman on earlier this week. We got the Ironman on today, but you're going to be bringing some tough stock up for tomorrow night's activities. I want to start there. Difference between riding the bulls and getting the bulls bred and making them tough for the rest of the boys?
Well, I don't get near as nervous around them no more. I don't have, when it comes time for the bull riding to start, I don't have to pee near as bad, so it's pretty good life now.
J.W., how many bulls do you have right now?
Well, I got 10 on the truck. We're headed northbound right now towards you guys. We got 10 on the truck now, and we left. There's probably 50 of them standing at the house wanting to go. So,
okay, tell me tomorrow night when the draw comes out, who's number one on that trailer you're bringing up? Who's the rankest? Who's the toughest to ride right now?
Oh, you know, there's two of them on here that probably relatively comparable with each other. One of them's Flirting with Disaster, and one is Misery's Business. They've both won money at the ABBI Classic levels and been to the PBR World Finals. And the Red Bull Flirting with Disaster, he's actually been High Point Bull a couple times, so won a few awards. So he'll be one to watch, and he's pretty reckless in the shoot too. The guys don't really like him. He's had to shark roll on him in there and get rough with him. So guys are pretty scared of him.
J.W., who are when you're around these guys and they know the success you've had in the PBR and the Built Ford Tough Series, who comes to you for advice? Who are the young guys emerging on the scene that you've maybe taken under your wing?
Well, I don't know if any of them really want under my wing. You know, bull riders are a different breed, and I know when I was coming up through the ranks, I didn't want to have to give credit to anybody else if I didn't have to. I was kind of hard-nosed, and I wanted to be, I did it my way, and that was the way it happened, and nobody's going to tell me how to do my job. And that's the way all cowboys are. That's why they're in the line. Are they? If they don't feel like getting up in the morning and going to work, they just sleep in and go to bull rides and rodeos at will and live their life like kind of a free spirit. So the other guys are really out there just begging for attention to get some advice. They want to do it their own way, and I respect that. That's the way I was. But have some of them come to you, you sure try to help them all you can.
Daddy, you sure you've never been a bull rider? That sounds pretty close to you. I'm just asking. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have J.W. Hart, the Iron Man, with us here on the program today. You talk about the new guys. What's the training like? How different is it? I mean, back in the day, you were a ranch boy. You were a country boy. You rode what was on the farm, and eventually you went to a high school rodeo or whatever it was, little kids rodeo. That's not necessarily the case anymore.
No, it's the farthest from the truth now. I mean, it's almost a little bit disturbing for guys of my age and further back that we just, like I said, ranch cowboys that grew up. And our extreme sport was bull riding, and we took to it, and we made a living at it. But the money with the PBR has gotten so huge now. And, with TV the way it is and media and things, these guys are really becoming finely tuned athletes. They spend hours upon hours in the gym, you know, and working out and trying to stay fit. It's a mainstream sport now. It's an extreme sport, and the guys are athletes more than they are cowboys. Now, there's guys in there that's never been on a horse before that are some of the best bull riders in the world, and it's just because they love the competitiveness of it, the extremeness of it. And, you know, the money's not too bad either now.
Yeah. JW, talk about this event in Kearney. And there's a lot of these events around, but they don't garner the attention. They don't garner the big names that this one brings to town. Is it because of people like you and Justin and Mark Ward to put this event on? Talk about this event.
Well, you know, that's the truth. Mark's been to the PBR finals on several occasions. He knows what it's like to be playing on the biggest bull riding stage in the world. Justin's a two-time world champion. I've been to the world finals a few times myself. We all know what it's like to be on that big stage, and we know what the fans like to see. And, Mark knows what kind of production to put together. Justin, he'll be there just being his goober-headed self. And I'll bring some bulls, you know, and Mark has bulls. It'll be good watching, I promise. And this is a very critical time of the year. It's early. Everybody wants to get that first jump and be jump-started good going into New York in 2 weeks. So everybody will be there. Everybody will be geared up and ready to go. And the bulls hadn't been nowhere since Las Vegas. They'll be fresh, and the cool weather will bring out the best in all of them.
The Iron Man, J.W. Hart, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio out of Overbrook, Oklahoma. I had to look up exactly where Overbrook is. That's damn close to Texas, J.W. Ever felt like kicking your own ass?
Hey, I can spit and hit Texas when the river's up.
are you a Texas boy or are you an Oklahoma boy?
I'm an Okie all the way. I don't care if it's OU or OSU. My two favorite teams are Oklahoma and OSU, and the third one's whoever's playing Texas.
That is so great. That is great. Do you miss writing, JW? Do you miss it?
You know, if I wasn't around it as much as I am, I probably would. I can see where I would, but I'm around it every day. I'm with these bulls in and out every day, and I go to these events, and I get just enough of it to be able to make fun of those guys that fall off, and I don't want to have to get on to prove it, so... No, I don't crave it as much as I used to.
JW, do you actually haul? I mean, when you're bringing these bulls up here, you're in the truck with the bull. Do you go with your bulls when they go to New York to the Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I'm not like those big guys, Jeff Robinson or Chad Berger and them, where they send trucks and hands all over the world and they just fly in and take all the publicity out of it. I'm in this truck. I got mud up to my hips where we've been waiting in mud today trying to get these bulls loaded, and I'm sitting in the front seat in the driver's seat right now headed northbound 35.
You will actually drive those bulls off of an off-ramp into downtown New York, you yourself?
Oh yeah, we've backed up there and run them up the ramp into Madison Square Garden. If anybody knows much about Madison Square Garden, it's a three-level building, and the bull riding, I think, is actually held on the second or third floor, so you have to run them up a ramp that circles around the outside of the building. It's pretty spectacular.
That's kind of like what you're going to see when you get here.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. I know all about Kearney. I've been there. I love it. The coldest time I've ever been in my life was in Kearney, Nebraska, about 1997 or 8. We come there for the bull riding in January, and it was 60 below zero. I'll never forget it.
JW, you're the best. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. When you get to town, will you do us a favor?
If I sure can.
Will you smack Dave Roseberry right upside the head for us?
Him and Justin McBride both.
They got two apiece coming to both of them from you.
There you go.
J-Dub.
I hope he ain't very big. I can take Justin. I don't know about this other fella.
he might have a little kick left in him, so it'll be a good battle. JW, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and we will see you tomorrow night. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you there.
Take care of the Iron Man, JW Hart, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. This is just psychotic.
Well, it's remarkable to me because I obviously, with as many people that are in Manhattan, it takes semis to get stuff, whether you're getting gum to convenience stores or getting candy bars or whether you're delivering beer or pop or ice or whatever. So trucks have to find their way. J.B. Mooney's been on here when he's come to town, talked about walking down the streets with his hat and his cowboy, you know, his Spurs on right outside of Madison Square Garden. And I've just got to just see the look on it's a melting pot of people. I mean, that's there's no better way from what I've understood about New York.
Oh, that's why you love the race. Movie The Cowboy Way.
Never saw it.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Never saw it.
You've never seen that?
You're thinking of Flatliners.
Never saw it.
No.
Harrelson?
I just cannot picture a load of bulls backing up to Madison. I think that would be a hoot to see.
You never seen the team ropers out of New Mexico State champs go to New York, find their friend?
No.
Sorry. Wow, that's 49 Center. You've got to watch that.
Okay, I'll check that out. If you sit down
they
and watch
Teresa?
Caddyshack 2 the whole way through.
I have.
The whole way through?
It's terrible.
It's not one of the greatest movies of all time.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Cowboy Way, way better than Caddyshack 2. Not even close. Not even close. I'm not saying the Cowboy Way is up for any Academy Awards here. I'm just saying it's good enough to watch.
I'm just saying you're a Fontenot.
That's all. Because nobody. It's just again back after.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands. And get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale ends 12/17. Rebate ends 1/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, what do you say we break for lunch?
Hey, how about a W? The new double cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, if you're happy just throwing anything down your throat, the W is too good for you.
If you say so.
Did you know Wendy's makes your W so it's hot and juicy?
Oh, well, like...
Oh, so you don't like signature sauce, awesome toppings, and a butter-toasted bun?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? I don't even know you anymore.
Try Wendy's new W double cheeseburger right now for just $2.99 at participating Wendy's.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Friday means more exciting high school basketball on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Kearney High boys travel to Grand Island to take on the Islanders at 7:45. On 1230 KHAS, or is it Adams Central beginning at 6? On the Breeze 94.5, the St. Cecilia boys host Sutton at 7:45. And Classic Hits 98.9, Overton at Pleasanton, the doubleheader begins at 6:15. Catch it right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today we'll see mostly sunny skies, southwest winds, and a high of 41. Tonight skies will be clear with a low of 21. Saturday mostly sunny and warmer as our highs get up to 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 34. So baby, give me that two-two, and let me get that
heat-heat, running her hands through my fro, bouncing on. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on this Friday.
Doing it for over 55 years, Douglas, and continues to work for them and it continues to work for you in your fields, that's your local T&L dealer and your local T&L pivot that's out there.
Just talked to Clark last night at the Minden game.
Oh, yeah.
Just had their corporate meeting. Said it went outstanding. Everybody is they are happy about the customer satisfaction. He was telling me about how the improvement is there, how things are going well, and why not get on board?
Come see the difference. That's all they ask you to do. Come listen to them. That's all they ask you to do. Then you'll see the difference. Then you buy T&L because it is different. You're tired of electric pivot repair hassles? Believe me, I know from being out there with farmers, the failed gearboxes and micro switches, they go out when you least expect it and when it's the hottest out, the worst time. Experience a T&L difference. Hydrostatically powered, designed safe, and proven, eliminates the hassles. It just goes continually, folks. It doesn't start and stop like the other guys. Lasting value, decades of dependability. The choice is simple. T&L Irrigation. Check it out today or call your local T&L Irrigation dealer today.
Oh, it's just been so busy. I got so many notes here, I can't even get to them all. But we do have all but one of our finalists for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza with the grand prize from Misco Sports. All but Jason has sent in his selections. And so it's time for us to do at least the first few. We're not going to do them all right now, but we're going to make a few bowl picks that at least get us through the weekend, maybe get us through Tuesday. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
The first two tomorrow are here on ESPN Radio. It starts with the New Mexico Bowl, Wyoming, and Temple. Daddy, I'll go first. I'm taking Wyoming.
Okay, I'm going to take
Temple.
Had
a great time out there. I'm going to root for them. Every time they play football, I root for Wyoming. They may not win, but I'm picking them.
That sounds fair to me.
Utah State, Ohio.
I like how you're going, but I'm taking Temple because I think they've flown on the radar. I said it earlier. I think they're a really good football team.
Ohio plays Utah State in the famous Idaho Bowl.
You know what? I'm going to be cheering for Noah Keller, but I'm going to be picking Utah State in this one.
I'm taking Utah State as well in this one for reasons I said earlier. I'm afraid it might. Ohio's never won a bowl game. And maybe it takes me picking against them, too. Finally. Get that
would propel them over the edge.
The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. This makes me want to vomit in my mouth. Louisiana Lafayette and San Diego State. Is San Diego State favorite, I think?
Yeah, by like
I'm
four
taking
or
them.
Five.
I'm taking them. This is a game that I would not turn to watch. If it is on in the background, I would look up to see the score. Saturday night, there's going to be too much bull riding going on. There's going to be Dallas Cowboy football going on. This would have to be... I mean, I'd have to be at Cunningham's with 3,000 televisions, and this may be on replay to even care.
I will take Louisiana Lafayette just because at the home field. I think that's one of the worst places. The earliest bowl game, you're San Diego State. Where do you get to go for a bowl? Hey, guys, enjoy New Orleans for a week, and you're a coach going,
I'll be okay.
Oh, no, for the kids, it'd be okay. Yeah. For the coaching staff, you're going, holy Lord, I can think of nothing.
Todd Marinovich enjoyed New Orleans. I haven't got to see all of it, but good God, when you get home from basketball and it's on at 11 o'clock and then you got to get to work before 6, that doesn't leave a lot of sleepy time, but I watched a lot of it. That's interesting stuff because that's one I did want to watch on ESPN. Beef O'Brady's St. Petersburg Bowl, and that's the next one on Tuesday. Florida International and Marshall.
I know very, very, actually, I know nothing about either one of these teams. Give me Florida International.
I guess when you take Marshall, because we are Marshall. I think Byron Leftwich will throw a lot to Randy Moss, and they'll be fine. And bring in Chad Pennington maybe later in the game. So there you go. There's our picks through the first four games. We can't tell you who the guys pick because Jason could be sending in his entry form later today, and today is the deadline. But all the games tomorrow are split. There's no unanimous selections in the games tomorrow. So we'll give these... Who's the other Jeff Merritt fan?
I don't know, but he's on probation. He won't be on probation for as long as Merritt was.
No kidding. Let's get to the Dent Popper inbox. First, a funny one because we just talked about it, although you won't think it's funny. John says, Daddy has lost his street cred. I know he watched Brokeback Mountain, but not the cowboy way. And Caddyshack 2 really sucks. Come on, Daddy. Get out from under that rock you live under.
Jake Gyllenhaal is such a good actor. Yes, I did watch Brokeback Mountain.
John in Kearney says, Ndamukong Suh, and we had an email on this yesterday, and we could not, this came just as the show ended. Suh is a great NFL player, probably the best defensive lineman in the NFL, but he's immature, impatient, and has the attitude, it's my way or the highway. Take some lessons from Tim Tebow and be thankful that you're that talented and rich. It's a privilege to play in the NFL, not a right. Just like driving, correct? Ndamukong. You do know how to drive, right? If so, learn how to act in the NFL. Ex-Suh fan in Kearney. Have you read what's out on the stories today? And I was going through all of this morning. Supposedly, the offensive line coach has a rookie or a new player that's nervous, tells him, every time you're in the pile, untie Sue's shoes. Untie his laces. This is supposedly fact. And because he doesn't tape them down like most players do. And so he did it three times. And then he might have got his head shoved into the ground. And I mean, now that you think about it, Suh going, quit untying my shoelaces, and then got up. I mean, this is not a joke, folks. This is, check out all your Fox, check out your ESPN, check out Detroit, Green Bay, check out your websites. That's stupid, but incredible.
That's something interesting, though. I mean, that was something that would irritate.
Don't poke the lion.
No.
Don't poke the kitty. It might scratch.
You're right. You know, you're right. That's it. That's an interesting deal. I've had a couple people go and actually find Suh leaving the radio interview. It's just interesting to listen to. Check that out as well.
He'll be okay. A couple of other things that we even haven't had time to get to, because you've got to make your selections. Liberty, Turner Gill, they're talking about maybe moving up out of the FCS. They've had some success. The faith comes into play here, obviously. Your thoughts? Let me give you my thoughts. I thought Turner could do better than this. If this is what he wants, so be it. I still think with all of these coaching vacancies and jobs, look at that list. What is there, 22 of them I counted? Look at how many Division I openings. 1/6 of all schools have a new coach next year. Schools that still have an opening. And I'm not saying he could get any of these, and Arizona State has got theirs. So Akron, Hawaii, Houston, Penn State, Southern Miss have not named their coaches yet. But if Bob Davey can get a 1A job, Turner Gill can.
I'm just still baffled about how many people are so enthralled and wondering and think and just crave to know where Turner Gill's going next. I got to be honest, since he got $6 million, I thought about Turner Gill all up negative 4 seconds since he got fired.
Well, it happened pretty quick, too.
If you're working 20 hours, these guys work so very hard at their craft. They want to work 20, 21 hours a day, recruiting. They take 2 weeks off in the summer and then go 20 hours a day again. Got to get $6 million. I just can't stay away. I got to get right back to it. Sign me up. Liberty?
Hold on. So I don't make fun of you. If you could sell fireworks all the time, would you do it?
No.
Pick whatever you like to do, most like to do, from an employment standpoint. That's what these guys like to do.
But it seems to me that Liberty was the first one to call, and it's like, sign me up, I'm on. And it's like, I mean, like you said, can you do better? Wouldn't you take a step back, reassess, I mean, or not?
He wants to work. We can discuss it while we're having lunch at the Chicken Coop. Stop by any time this weekend and watch all of the college bowl games, NFLs all over the place, Atlanta. Jacksonville, thanks. Thanks, by the way. What an Atlanta thrashing last night. Good to see the Falcons continue to win. I like seeing Atlanta win. But anyway, whatever you're watching, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, there's still golf out there, the NHL. You can put it on every television, whatever you want. 15 HD TV is not a bad seat in the house. Everywhere they've even added more than that at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Whether you want the chicken tender hoagie, boneless wings, bone-in wings, a pizza, a burger, a steak, fish, everything they've got is outstanding. And try it at the Chicken Coop. Play a little Keno if you want. You're going to be running around Christmas shopping. You can buzz in, buzz out. There's something for you. There's something for the kids. Everybody in their family enjoys the Chicken Coop. Wayne, State of Michigan, plays Pittsburgh State. It's time for your selections. What do you have for us this week? Who you got in that game? Because I know that's – I'm just throwing that out, but who you got?
Pittsburgh's been a perennial power. I'm going to give them – you know, I'm going to take them by a couple touchdowns. I think that's – you know, I'd love to see Wayne State finish it off just for the Loper standpoint, but I think Pittsburgh State finds a way by two, three touchdowns. I think they're a better football team.
What else you got for us this week?
You know what? I'm looking at two. I got two NFL games, Doug. The ones I saw.
Well, you picked them all last week. You got to
slow
back
it down.
Back it down.
I've got Green Bay, and I've got Tennessee. They're facing Kansas City. They're facing Indianapolis. Is it getting worse than that? You know, those teams have came back and backdoored people lately. I think those teams. It's one of those deals. They just blow the doors off both of them.
I think. What do you do with these interim coaches? You've got them in Miami. You've got them in Kansas City. Do they step? I mean, this is that dangerous time. This is where they get you.
I don't know. Romeo Crennel has obviously had jobs in the NFL before. I mean, he's been a head coach. So there's a different story. What's the guy's name at Miami?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you know, obviously been a successful coordinator, or you would have thought, but he was on the staff.
It's Miami. Who cares?
You know, you think that the guy, Romeo Crennel, that's been a head coach before, that's got some head coaching experience, would have a better opportunity than the guy at Miami that seems to be a fill-in until they get a big name like Bill Cowher, John Green. I mean, you're hearing those guys pop up.
You know, we've got rookie producer Jeff in with us. We know the affiliations for everybody else. Crazy Chris was a Chiefs fan, right? Merritt, a Dolphins fan. Derek, a Bills fan. We have anybody else that we even cared about?
Now, that long-haired guy didn't know what football was.
No.
Did
he? Who's your team, Jeffrey?
The Denver Broncos.
Are you a Tebow lover? You got 15 jerseys?
You know, I have relatives in Denver, and they're big Tebow fans, but I was never a Tebow fan in college. But I mean, if he keeps winning, I'll be a Tebow fan. But, you know, I'm just not a fan of his skill set at all. But if he keeps winning...
That's all you can ask for. Folks, don't forget to vote on our ATS topic. Hot topic over the weekend. We'll have a new one for you on Monday. Who do you want to be Nebraska's next defensive coordinator? John Papuchis, Mark Stoops, or somebody else? It's up there on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You think we're here today?
Well, Bo, just come out and tell them what they want to know. We'll hear about Caputo, and we'll hear about Martin. Whether we hear about a defensive coordinator, I don't know. He'll probably say, I don't know, and then release a statement tomorrow. Or Sunday or Monday, because they practice again tomorrow as well.
We'll have to wait and see.
What a great show today. I hope you enjoyed it, folks. We had J.W. Hart with the PBR Bulls coming up tomorrow at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We had the great gang coming out and joining us.
Scott Cutbirth, the promoter, was in. Along with James Krause.
Mark Dickman from RFA. That's going on tonight at 7 o'clock. And Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. We've got some real special guests coming up next week on the show. So make sure you stay with us. Going to talk a lot more about Nebraska and South Carolina. Also going to be catching up with Pete Rozelle of CoachingSearch.com to fill us in on all of these major moves. And, Daddy, ho, ho, ho to you on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to see you. Kearney Country Club Sunday. Little Santa's going to be there.
Really?
Looking forward to that. Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.